these comedy podcasts, like you can say whatever you want, whatever you're feeling, even if you have a large fan base, and you get kind of a free pass because it's under the guise of like a bit, right?
Yeah.
Like me and you, we can get fired from our jobs, like very fast. But like if you're a comedian, that actually gains, you actually get more employment, like more people like you.
Right. So just fucking switch careers, dude. Just tell Priya that, hey, my podcast is taking off. Like, just listen to your friends; they love it. So,
yo, it's taking off. I'm actually so much.
Now I'm doing a spot at the Cellar. I'm changing careers,
dude. It's taking off so much that we're actually deciding to change our name.
I've been trying to get my ass to an open mic, but I just pussy out every time.
It's hard, man.
And like,
it's really hard.
I looked them all up. I just gotta find some time in my schedule to go.
Well, like, I could see you being more comfortable than I would be. Like, you're better in front of crowds.
I think it's still worth trying. I think everyone should do it, just like mushrooms.
I'd freeze, dude. I would just forget every thought in my head as soon as like I see like more than two people looking at me at once, you know?
Well, when I was doing your best man speech, I was like, I fucking hope these jokes land. Otherwise, I'm going to cry in front of all these people.
Dude,
like, I lost myself just because I was using a fucking piece of paper instead of a phone. So when I'd look up to make sure, like, see everyone's reaction and look back down and be like, fuck, where am I in this speech?
But like, that was such a fucking, well, the only thing that bombed, if I remember, was the COVID thing, the COVID vaccine line.
Yeah, the first thing I did, which Scott told me, like, and I was like, yeah, let's give it a try.
Wait, Scott came again. Up with that? Or
yeah, he was like, yo, try this
you
out.
You should have listened to that, dude.
Yeah. But then, like, I guess it helped because everything else was, like, just built and built and built.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything else is funnier than that. So they're like, all right, yeah, like, compared to that, like, everything was awesome.
Yeah.
No, but that was, when you said that, I was like, oh, fuck, I hope this is not, like, I was like, shit, man. I'm like, not for me, like, not for my sake, but I was like, damn, I don't want Arkit up there just getting, like, roasting.
Yeah, just eating shit.
Yeah, just eating plates of shit.
That bombed, and then the joke about...
Well, no, let's say it, right? Like, explain what bombed, right? Like, you came out, your first line, you're like looking...
Yeah, I pulled out my vaccine card instead of my speech. That was like the whole bit. And was like reading off my vaccine card as if it was my speech. I didn't really sell it that well, so that's why I bombed.
Yeah.
It's a good premise.
It is.
But I didn't really sell it. I'm not a fucking actor, so...
It'd be sick if you were like... It would have been funnier if you were... Well, not funnier, but... You could have saved it.
I actually have my speech right here. It's just been sitting on my desk.
You could have saved it if you were like, oh, sorry, guys. This is my, this is the vaccine card that I just got outside like earlier today or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like
made
it like a fake because it's Texas, right?
Damn, dude, this was long.
And it was also,
most of this did really well, man. Just, I'm looking back at all these.
It was also a power move, dude, when you broke out like 8x11 sheet of paper. It's like for your speech, like it was just like, because like you took it out, right? So you had that COVID bit and you're actually reading off of your COVID vaccine card, right? And so you're like, oh my bad, this is my vaccine card. And then zero fucking laughs.
No laughs, dude. Like maybe someone chortled in the back corner, but nothing, dude, just crickets.
And then so you put that back in your pocket, and then you take out, like, it's folded like in three ways. And so when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, it's like a, you know, index card or whatever. And then you fold it once over. You open it once and then you open it twice. And it's like a full on sheet of paper. I'm like, bro, this shit is such a power move, dude. It's like, yo, I'm here all fucking day, dude. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I don't think I timed this shit, but I think it was like around 5 minutes.
You're like, yo, I'm not fucking leaving. So if you hated that joke, you're gonna hate the rest of this shit. Dude, my sister fucked up her entire speech. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
Dude, she completely, dude, she told me afterwards, she's like, I completely, forgot, like, same thing that happened to you. She forgot where she was on her phone, like, where she was reading from. And so she just skipped over, like, three sentences.
I remember being really confused by her speech. I was like, she's reading off the phone.
Yeah.
Is she dyslexic now, or why is she...
Yeah,
none of this makes sense.
It does. It did feel like she just, like, mid speech, she forgot how to read. Like, she just completely was like, yeah, I don't know how. I completely just turned illiterate, like, midway, because she was just like, blah 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 blah, and then just like a complete non sequitur, like into another completely different subject. That was pretty funny.
That was fucked up. Our entrance, the groomsmen entrance, was fucked up. I got fucked up because we started adding moves at the last second. We shouldn't have done that because I fucking forgot them.
You're in the front. Yeah, you're in the front.
Yeah, and I was in the very front. Everyone's like, dude, we were watching your ass. I was like, all right, man, but we all practiced this shit. You should have known it too.
Yeah. Your closer was pretty sick, dude. You were just like, you just straight up stared at that chick. You straight up stared at that chick. It was like,
dude, that was another fucking power move.
Dude, what would have been an alpha move, dude, is like you straight up staring at her dad. Like, yo, room 402.
I'm going to fuck your daughter in room 402.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. that was pretty tight. And everyone knew it, too.
Yeah.
Everyone, it wasn't even like, you didn't even try to hide it, dude. You didn't try to hide it.
I wasn't trying to be that. I was like... I knew I was going to do it, but I was like, I'm not going to make it super obvious. I'm just going to glance at her, make eye contact, and that's it. And then everyone was like, dude, did you do that shit on purpose? Did you, I was like, I did it for a second. How did you guys pick up on that?
Bro, are you guys straight up
psychic?
Yeah, you were straight up staring at her.
Yeah, man, I'm all about fucking power moves, dude. I just did one with this chick I was talking to. They're high risk, high reward, man. Like, if you can calculate, hey, where am I with this girl right now? And if you can push the envelope a little bit, it's just going to work in your favor. You could also easily just fuck everything up. You could get blown out of the water.
That's the risk reward power move.
When I fucking went to Detroit. Like that was a catastrophe. So you're not gonna win them all, man. But like, you know, you gotta try them.
That was like the definition of a Hail Mary on that one. That was like a Hail Mary. Like if a quarterback started at his.
But there was like no wide receivers. He was just throwing the ball up and hoping someone comes out the stands with a jersey on and scores.
Yeah, that's like a Hail Mary. Like when the quarterback starts throwing it on his own 30-yard line.
Yeah. Oh, dude, just like in his own.
So he has to throw 90 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It was, dude, I didn't think it would go down that rough, but
yeah.
Should we give people context or?
It's up to you, man.
That's TMI.
Like, we don't have to give names, so yeah, go for it.
Yeah, let's save it for later. We'll do it at another time. But on the subject of power moves, I did pull one on this chick I'm talking to.
Oh yeah,
that we talked about on the episode that you fucking didn't record.
yeah.
So to recap, I matched with this chick on this Indian dating app, and she, I don't think I want to even talk about it, man. It's like hyping the shit up. It's really nothing.
It's just funny. The part that I know is pretty funny. Just like trying to like the whole thing of you have to be a comedian or you have to like. You have to try so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the like, try hard aspect of it.
Right. Thinking of witty shit and texting like, yeah. But yeah, with like, I don't want to give that line away. It's too good, dude. Because it forces the girl to really check. They get curious. Like, why is this guy so confident? We'd vibe. And they'll either question it and open up the conversation. At the same time, they're going to check out your whole profile and try to figure out where is this guy coming up with this from. So two pluses.
Yeah, true. I mean, you have to have a lot of, it only works if you have confidence yourself. Cause like if I did that, if that was my opener, like the chick would just like look at my profile and be like, yeah, I don't see where that line's coming from. So yeah, like there's nothing in this profile that is commensurate.
Well, I don't particularly know if my profile emulates or exudes confidence. I mean, there is a picture of me bent over spreading my ass cheeks open, but
yeah, I mean, that's just a normal that, Tuesday night though.
Well, I mean, that's when I'm really feeling confident, bro. Like I don't
just have full asshole confidence.
Yeah,
not many guys just have that. Only gay guys have
see
that.
My fucking anal fissure and hemorrhoids and everything in its glory.
Just like a hairy ass Indian dude's asshole is probably like the worst thing a woman can see. Straight up.
I always think about that as kind of like how gross women are, that they want to have sex with us because we're like disgusting and hairy.
Yeah.
And when we have sex with a girl, they have to be like fucking hairless and smell good, and their skin has to be super soft. They have to be like pristine beings.
Oh,
for
100%.
Us to get off. But like for them, it's like you could fuck like Louis C.K. or someone like just gross.
Yeah, I don't.
Sweaty and fat and hairy.
That shit boggles me too. It's like
flaky skin that's like peeling off. Like, and they're just like into it. They don't care.
Yeah, dude. Like my dick is like East Palestine right now. And like,
yeah,
and like they don't
it's a fucking war zone, bro. My pubic area is a fucking war zone, dude.
Straight
there
up.
There's a wall between my ball sack and my shaft.
Like my schedule. It's like my dick just went through like 8 rounds of, in like a Mike Tyson fight, dude. It's just like,
it's just like a long time to last against Tyson, bro. Your dick's probably flattened. Just
it needs
smithereens.
It needs like a like one of those cut men, you know, on the side of the ring that like fix you up constantly.
Yeah, like the people in your corner.
Yeah, just like picking just out dabbing. Like picking out the scabs, oiling you up. Like that's what my dick
like shaping it back into a cylinder.
That's what like when
like
I
was fucking played
when I'm with Priya. It's just like I need like I tap out. I go in the corner. I have a guy there that like helps me out.
Fluffs you.
It's every 2 minutes like the UFC, dude. It's like every 2 minutes I hear the ding.
You're like, he rings water down your head. You're like sweating profusely.
No, it's like he brings lube. He just like pours it on my head. It's
like dumps a bucket of lube on you, pats you on the back. All right, get back in there, buddy.
But it's like an old dude like from Rocky.
And then they just sit there and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's an old dude like with the rascal hat, like from Rocky. Just like sitting in the corner. Like an old white dude. Yeah, like,
all right, let's get it, Millen. Get it.
Push it. Push
it
in.
Behind. Go from behind.
Push it in. That's right, baby. Push it in.
But so I'm talking to this chick on this dating app, and we're doing the thing like back and forth. And on the last episode, we were brainstorming some fucking response to her gay shit just to keep it going.
It's crazy how gay like you turn to like just try to get this girl's attention.
you're gonna think I'm a super flaming gay boy after I tell you this next bit. So everything, like you're messaging back and forth. We send I've sent her a couple voice messages. She sends me back some voice messages.
I remember she has a hot ass voice.
Yeah, she's got a sexy ass voice, but there's a chance that I may be getting catfished because she sent me a voice. She sent me pictures of herself. She sent me a video of herself, but nothing live, right? Like she could have just gotten all this from a friend.
And
just sent it. Now, I don't think the chances of that are too high. I don't, but you know, you ask like fucking Manti Te'o, he'll say, yo, you gotta be 100% sure, because dude, this guy, like, he got fucked by a dude, basically, right? For being basically like an idiot. He should have been smarter. And
yeah,
I learned from that, right? So
you studied it.
Yeah, like a fucking textbook, dude. I have like a PhD in not getting catfished.
Yeah.
So with this chick, right, we're talking, it's going good. And then she basically called me out like, we haven't talked yet, so we should talk. So I did. I called her. We talked for like an hour.
Damn.
It was all right. And then like I didn't hear anything for like 3 days. So I was like, okay, I guess that's, I mean, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, I'm not throwing in the towel just yet. So I did the gayest thing possible. I sang her a song.
Jesus
Christ. I did the Hey There Delilah song.
Oh.
I did Hey There. Her name's... So I did that, yeah. Dude. But it was really... It was good. Like, I've been taking singing lessons so now I can actually fucking sing and sound good. And, dude, so I said... yeah, it's super gay, dude.
Hey There Delilah.
I didn't
Delilah.
Do shit, though. It took, like, maybe an hour to, like, write everything and play it. And then send it.
You brought out the acoustic, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I sent that. And then, like, her response was kind of... I didn't get the response I was expecting. But it wasn't bad.
She's like, are you fucking bitch?
Basically, the end of the hook of the Hey There, Delilah is like... it's what you do to me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was like, we got a FaceTime. That was basically the hook.
Okay. Okay.
So I know you're not a dude. That was a hook. That was the hook, basically.
So I can see if you have an Adam's apple.
Yeah, basically. And then she was like, yeah, you want to FaceTime later today? I was like, yeah. And now I FaceTimed her maybe 15 minutes before we started this, and she didn't pick up.
Oh, well.
So,
did you guys have a set time? Because like these girls probably want to get ready and makeup and all that shit, right?
Not really. I was just like, hey, I gave her 30 minutes. I was like, hey, I'm gonna FaceTime you in 30.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah. That's
so either, yeah, she didn't see it, or she saw it and then was like not trying to FaceTime because she has an Adam's apple,
or she was like. Oh fuck! I need to put my wig on. I need to get the soundboard ready. Just like full Manti Te'o.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now, man. She has to get the soundboard ready. She has to get her like AI camera ready to make a girl's face appear on her dude face. She has to get in character, you know.
Did you figure out where she lives, dude? Like, is she
I don't give a shit, dude. Like, I don't care if it's a long distance. That's actually perfect because then you bang, you smash for like four or five
but
days
it's
straight.
Not, yeah, but it sucks.
And then you leave.
And yeah.
Get your own space.
True. But like to start out, like me, like getting to know someone long distance kind of blows. I don't know, man. So she had no problem with you being in LA either?
No. Her family and like her cousin and all that, all her butt buddies are here.
Yeah. Did you look her up on LinkedIn?
That's what I don't know her last name.
You can find her. Dude.
I know her name's
you can easily find her on LinkedIn, bro. You gotta fucking
All right,
have
then
that.
Send me your shit, dude, because I don't think it's possible.
I'll find her.
How common of a name,
bro.
It's like the most common name,
bro,
in Gujarat. And
you need three
in
you need three dimensions. You already got three dimensions. But I mean, you gotta play it out. Like you gotta do. You just gotta go. Yeah, just like, yo, I'm fine. I'm fine next week.
I'm on my way to right now, bitch. That matchmaking shit is actually interesting.
Yo, did you get accepted?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Damn.
I'm on the wait list, if anything, but I haven't heard anything, so I guess I just lost $20.
That is a giant Ponzi scheme, dude. It's like, it's Firefest, bro. You know how many people applied because of all the marketing for that? They thought like all these horny Indian dudes were like, including you, were like, yo, I'm gonna get fucking laid, bro. I'm gonna get so laid, dude. It's like a fucking giant orgy.
I don't even give a shit about that, dude. I've never been to Chicago and I'd love to just go.
Yeah,
I've
never been either. You just wanna go, dude?
Wanna
just crash
go?
It?
You wanna go for like a week? Nah,
I mean, I can find the like I know the hotel that they're doing it. We just get rooms there and just crash.
We could. It's not like they're going to have like hi-fi security or anything.
That's the ultimate Gucci move.
Yo, dude. I think we should, man. That'd be fun. And if it doesn't work out, whatever. We're there
Chicago. I've never been there. Yeah, I actually low-key might be down. It's wild, though. Like, this whole matchmaking thing. Like, I went in the reason why I say LinkedIn is because this girl that I met at that matchmaking event at the bar in New York.
Yeah.
I looked her up on LinkedIn. Okay. All right. Let me just start from the beginning, right? So I went undercover for my boy here. Straight up, yeah. I went in a covert.
I sent him on a covert operation. To snoop on this dating or matchmaking
group. Mission Impossible.
Organization that my mom has been hounding me to join. And every time she tells me, I'm like, Mom, they're all ugly. Every girl in this matchmaking thing is going to be ugly. And I was like, yeah, Milan, you got to go on this mission and you got to gather some evidence.
Hell yeah, dude. And so Arca hit me up. He's like, yo, man, I need you to infiltrate this bar. And so
I got this compound.
Sniper, like, fucking be ready to melee, some melee action.
Yeah.
Some hand-to-hand combat. You got to be ready for anything that comes up, you know?
Short circuit the lights, throw out an EMP grenade.
Yeah.
Use your stealth, man. Break out the inner Sam Fisher.
Some straight up night, like the most outrageous night vision goggles.
Yeah. Bust out like $10,000 night vision goggles, put them on your head.
Yeah, straight up. But yeah.
Wasn't it like a fucking sports bar?
Yeah, dude. I walk in.
Could you imagine doing that shit like a Dave and Buster's or
this place pretty much was, dude. When I walked in, I was shocked, honestly. Cause like I looked this thing up, all the tickets were sold out. Like everything was sold out. Bro, they were offering like $100 tickets. And I'm like, what the fuck? All right, maybe this thing's gonna be lit. I go there, right? I walk in this bitch and it's like empty as fuck. It's like empty as fuck, dude. It's like, all right, like you walk in and like, the view that I walk in, I just see empty booths.
Feng shui is off.
Just like emptiness. I'm like, oh fuck. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wasted, you know, $30. So I go in, I walk in,
bro,
further.
I fucking wasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I paid for your shit.
Yeah, why would I pay for this, dude? I was going to bill you for all my drinks, too, dude.
Fuck you, dude. I would have, like, spit on that shit, dude. I would have sent that shit right back.
Just like, yo, where's this per diem at, bro?
Like, I would have screenshotted that and sent that to Priya.
Oh man. So I walk in and the chick at the front desk or the whatever, they don't have a desk, it's a fucking sports bar. It's like the fucking right at the door. I walk in, this girl's like, oh, what are you here for? Like, are you looking for something? I'm like, yeah, I'm here for this, like this man. I don't know what I said. I think I said like this, I said the name of the company. I was like, Singled Shadi or something like that. And she's like, oh yeah, it's right.
Single to suicide.
And so I walk in and she's like, yeah, it's just right at the bar there. And it's like, I'd say 20 people, like 20 to 25 people at the bar.
Mm-hmm. And how much like the max capacity of that bar?
Of the place? Say? Like probably 100.
Just for context.
150.
Yeah.
So
like a hot dog in the hallway type.
Less than a quarter of the bar was filled. I walk in and I'm just like, oh God, I'm not staying here that much longer. So I go in, I'm like trying to scope out, you know, collect all this intel for home base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I go in, I like the first dude and like, it's all fob. Like all the dudes that I see are all fobs, like straight up, like 9 out of 10 dudes there.
Like tech support fobs?
Tech support, like people that I thought it was like people that I worked with, like in the tech team. Yeah. Dude, I was like, yo, what if my fucking coworkers are here? Like people on like analytics.
They're like, didn't you go away for like 6 weeks for a wedding last week? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I didn't really consider that like someone blowing my cover, you know what I mean? And so I walk in.
He's married for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah. I was undercover. So I had like my ring off, you know,
it was on his cock. He was a cock ring.
Yeah. It's my finger and it's the same size. So
same girth.
So I walk in, I see all these fobs, right? I'm like, all right, that makes sense. But the girls weren't that bad. You know what I mean? They're like, I mean, there's obviously on average, like you're going to have some like grenades or whatever, but they weren't as like fobby looking as the dudes. So that's the only positive. But compared to those dudes, I was like straight up like Leo, dude. I was like, I walked in and I was like A-list celebrity because I had an American accent. I wasn't a fob. I was light skinned. You know, I'm rocking like my best look.
Right. You're like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, straight up. So I go to the bar. I'm not even talking to any girl. Like, I'm not talking to anyone. I just like make no zero eye contact because I'm like, I'm not here for you. And so I'm like ordering these drinks. I'm watching the Celebrity All-Star game. I'm looking at like, what's that? Ranbir Kapoor? No, not Ranbir Kapoor. What's that dude's name?
Yeah, he was there. Ranjit Kapoor?
Who?
Ranjit Kapoor?
Ranveer Singh. Yeah. Oh, Ranveer dude, Singh, that guy fucking sucks at basketball, man.
What, dude? Yeah, he's from.
All right, yo, I gotta send you. By the way, I gotta send you. All right, if you want to hear the cringiest shit you've ever, like, cringier than what that chick sent you. Yeah. Like, it will knock you out, dude. I'll send it to you. Yeah. You gotta listen to it. I'll send it to you on Instagram, or I'll send you the link. I saw it on Instagram. It's Hasan Minhaj was also there, and he's a, like, Ranveer Singh, bro. He's like, you know, he's a Bollywood actor, so he's like fit. He's like, he's handsome, whatever. But he has
huge dick. I mean, yeah, huge muscles.
But he has the most typical, stereotypical Indian accent.
It's a horrible accent. Yeah,
so bad, dude. And so this guy is in the locker room with all the other. So you got like cool people, right? Like all these celebrities that are on the team in the locker room. And Hasan is gassing him up, right, to everyone else. He's like, "Yo, man, we gotta get Ranveer here to bucket. Like, if we gotta get one takeaway from this game when we leave is that Ranveer has one bucket." And so Ranveer gets like all gassed up, right? He's feeling himself. And he starts rapping, dude.
No. Oh, no, dude. Oh, like, this gully boy shit.
He's like, 21 Savage, like all this stuff, dude. And you should see everyone's face, bro. They're like, I want to fucking kill you. And I swear Hasan is like, he's egging him on for like, at first, I'm like, oh, they're friends because they're both Indian. But I feel like this guy is making fun of him because he's literally, if you watch the video, he's literally like, yeah, man, keep going, bro. Like, you got bars, dude. You got bars. And he just keeps going like how you bully a kid, like that's making a fool of himself. Oh, my God, man. It's just so bad. And like, honestly, like that video got like hundreds of millions of likes. So many people saw it. And I swear to God, that set us back like 100 years.
Dude, did you see the movie Gully Boy? That's what he did in that whole movie.
I didn't see that, no.
He just rapped with that fucking cringy ass. It was so cringy.
Oh, my God.
That was India's submission to the Oscars in 2019 or 2018. And I was like very, very upset.
Dude.
I didn't call myself Indian that year because of that.
Straight submission. Up. I actually felt like, oh, dude, I get it now. Like, I get all the hate. Because they see people like that dude, and I get it. I if I were white or black or like, you know, like Hispanic or whatever, and I'd see that, I'm like, yo, Indian dudes are fucking whack as hell, dude. This is your A-list celebrity.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say Indian dudes are whack. I think like the Indian dudes in India are whack.
But see, people don't get that distinction. Like, a lot of people don't get that distinction, right, man? Like, when they talk about Indian people, they don't...
It's like African black people from Africa.
Exactly.
Not as cool as black people in America.
But there's not that many... Like, the representation isn't there. Like,
no.
We don't have a name.
Indian culture has never been cool.
We never... We don't have African...
Muslim culture has been cool.
Yeah. Like, we don't have the nomenclature. Like, if someone says, oh, my African friend is here... But African American is so embedded into the nomenclature here that I know exactly who, like, it's an African American. He's African, but he's born in America. If I say Indian American, no one be like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? That's not like totally clear right away. there's no picture in your head. If a like a random white dude, you say, "Oh yeah, my Indian American friend," like that, like that's not a thing, you know. It's like, oh, he's Indian, but he's born here, so like he's not a fob. It's like that's such a weird way of trying to introduce someone, you know?
Right. Yeah, and Indian culture just has never been as pervasive as other cultures in the pop, the sphere of pop culture in America. Like, you don't, rappers aren't dropping shit from the Gita like they are from the Quran, like Drake saying Inshallah or Nicki Minaj saying Alhamdulillah or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You're not hearing people quoting Indian shit, and it's just not, it hasn't really broke that barrier yet. Maybe it will, but that, I think once that happens, that'll definitely help public image.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, there was a period where like Muslim culture was like, I mean, it might still be happening, but it's still cool, you know? And so yeah, you see all that stuff.
Yeah,
you see,
I mean, like, they came back from 9/11, so I'm sure like we can.
I mean, there's like a picture, there's a picture of Indian dudes that everyone sees. Like, I hate them as much as everyone else. Like, dude, I was on the train. I'm going on a tangent here, but I'll get back to the story. But I was on a train going to New York, right? Back to New York. I was in Philly, and I was like kind of hungover because I had to take an early train to like go to brunch with Priya's friends. And so I'm like hungover. The night before, I was at the Sixers game, and I got lit as hell. And dude, I made it on the Jumbotron. I was fucked up, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was fucked.
What was your move? Was it like one of these or?
Yeah, like my whatever, like normal, like normal, like I don't know. Like a, just dancing to the music. Yeah. And so I was like lit. I was like five rows up from the court. I had like great seats. And like it was a Sixers Celtics game. And they were like, it was like close in the fourth quarter.
We lost, right?
We lost by like at the last second. Yeah. Typical. And so, but it was, I was lit as fuck, right? So I was out. And that's when I went to Noche. Remember I was telling you I went to Noche?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was hungover, and I get on the train, right? I'm at Trenton, first stop to Penn Station, right? And so this Indian dude with headphones comes on, right? He's like walking past me. He comes up to me. He's like, bro, bro, bro. I'm like, I had AirPods in, and I'm like, bro, what's up? He's like, is this going to New York? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what stop is it? I'm like, it's the last stop. Cause he's like, what stop is it? Like, and this isn't a complete like Indian accent, right? Yeah. And he's like, can you wake me up, or like, can you remind me when the next stop?
The thing is, the reason why people get sore turned off when interacting with Indians from India is cause they ask for way too much, bro, without even knowing you.
Exactly.
That's way too much.
He's like, can you remind me when the stop is? Like,
why the fuck would you remind him?
And I'm like, dude, it's the last stop. You're not going to miss. And then he's like, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. But I'm going to, Times Square. Okay. Is this the right train for Times Square? I'm like, dude, I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of my face right now. I was like so hungover, and I'm like, dude, this gets off at Penn Station. All right. So I figure it out. And he's like, okay, sir, okay, thank you. Okay. And so he sits. So he sits.
If he just like propositions you at the very end of that.
Dude,
that whole spiel is just like to get your dick. Like, okay, thank you, but what about blowjob? What is that?
How much? And so he.
No, I will pay you.
So he sits in the seat opposite of me, right? Like not in front of me, but the next seat over in front of me.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So the train starts rolling. This guy has headphones on, right? So I hear him slowly like humming, like out loud. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, whatever. So he's humming. And then suddenly he goes, Sari ga pa sa.
Oh, sorry. He's doing a singing exercise.
Dude, loud as fuck. Loud as fuck, dude. On the train, right away. he's like humming, and he's like doing all these exercises, probably what you're doing too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's like, Sariga. Yeah, that's what he's doing, dude. It's the fucking gayest sound you can hear from coming from this guy's mouth. And I'm hungover, and I'm looking around because there's other people on the train.
You're like, yo, does anyone else want to fuck this guy up?
Straight up. And like everyone's like looking over. Like there was actually one Indian chick sitting directly across from me. And so I look over. So I look at her and she's just like rolling her eyes, looking at him. And then she looks at me and then I'm just,
yo, fuck that bitch. Why was she rolling her eyes, dude?
At the guy.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. That guy's just being his best self. He's just singing.
Dude, yo, you're sitting on the train and like you're hungover. Not even hungover, man. Like you just hear this, it's like a shrill Indian voice. Sorry, ga, ba, ba, sorry, sa, sa. That's all like constantly, dude. He's not stopping. It's constant. Yeah. It's an hour and a half train ride. And so I'm looking, I get up. I'm like, yo, fuck this shit. I go to another car. And like, but my thing was like, no one got up. Everyone's taking it. I'm like, dude, you know, it's not assigned seating. Like, you can get up and leave. Mm-hmm. And no one came. No one went up to him. Like I was ready to just be like, rip the headphones off of him. And
they were probably just scared that this guy was about to blow up the train or something.
Dude, this guy looked like a bitch, straight up.
If those like Saregama Paz started turning into some like Allah's Ho Akbars,
he's so funny.
That's probably like, what.
Slowly turns into that. He goes, Sariga Ahusa Ahubapa. It's just like gradually.
Sariga Mapadani Salahu Akbar.
Just like scare the shit out of everyone. Yeah. That'd be really funny to see like if people's reactions are completely different. If he's just like, Allahu Akbar, Allahu, like just like doing the same thing, but just Allahu Akbar.
You don't know when he's about to blow up. He just keeps teasing you.
Yeah, he's just like on his like seventh or eighth
Maybe I do it now. Maybe I don't. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Probably would have a different reaction from people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
People are very soft, man. I think people are become very cozy and comfortable with their lives, and this is going to sound really crass, but I think generally those people that were in that Amtrak were just living very comfortable lives and sheltered. They don't care about fending for themselves because they never have had to. Everything's been, and when they get a little bit of, disturbance, they're just like, yeah, I'll just fucking deal with it. Instead of like, for like me, it would cross a line and I would, you know, either tell the guy to shut the fuck up or like move to another seat or another car.
Yeah.
But
if I like had the energy, I for sure would have told them to shut up. Because I'm not intimidated by, I mean, that's like, I know how to deal with those.
The least intimidating person.
Yeah, like, I know how to deal with those people. But,
yeah, just.
It was just funny to see, like, other people's reactions, and I'm just sitting there like, fuck this, dude. And I go in the next car, and the conductor comes up, and he's like, yo, weren't you in the other car? I'm like, dude, do you not hear that, dude? And he's like, yeah, I totally get it, bro. I was like, yeah. Yeah,
Trump 2020.
Yeah, Trump 2024, baby. But yeah, no, so I'm at this bar, right? I'm at this matchmaking thing. And so all of a sudden, these girls start coming up to
Gales.
Me. They start coming up to me, man. They're like, they just start approaching me like in packs. Like they were in packs of like seven or eight.
Yeah, just like their pants had a big damp spot in the crotch area.
Straight up. Like they saw me, they're like, oh dude. They heard me say hey. Like, oh fuck.
And their brown stains on the backside. Just all the, lost full bladder and bowel control.
All here. The hairs on their upper lip and just started standing up. They're like, damn, dude. This guy is not a fob. Holy shit. All right, we found one. But yeah, no, like it was very like a surreal.
So did that confidence boost wear off, or do you still have it?
It wore off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like, I mean, I was flying high for like maybe a week yeah. and a half. And
just like ignoring your wife's calls, just sending the right to voicemail.
Well, I mean, I'm like living with her, so it's not
No, exactly. That's the funny part is that you're being like a fucking boss, but then you come home and then she just chooses you out.
No, she doesn't choose me. I actually told her about it. I didn't say I went undercover, but I'm like, yeah, there's this thing at this bar that I'm at. And
yeah,
it was funny because she was like, she didn't want to go out originally. And so when I said that, she's like, "Oh, like I'm actually I can come out if you want me to. Like I'm ready to like hang out." I'm like, "What?"
All of a sudden,
yeah. All of a sudden, she was like, "I'm like I can get ready. Like just yeah, give me I'm like 5 minutes." Fucking,
yeah, she's like in the shower on the phone with you. Like I can I'm coming out right now. Actually,
she's like, "Yeah, I mean like," and then so I didn't text her back when she said that, and and then she's like. Like question mark, like 5 minutes later, I'm like, nah, it's okay. I'm going to be back soon anyway. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I didn't come home.
No, I did.
So I was talking to all these girls, right? And the whole time it was so funny because they were like asking me all these questions, right? About me. Whatever, and like trying to get to know me because they're here for this matchmaking thing. In my head, I'm like, just like scoring them to give like back intel, right? Back to you. So I'm just like not paying attention to what they're saying.
Back to headquarters.
Yeah. I'm just like downloading all this intel. And there was one chick that was like super into me. And so she was like asking, like she was talking to me, like really interested, whatever. And so The whole LinkedIn thing, the reason why I keep bringing up LinkedIn is because, so when I was talking to her, I got kind of fucked up because they kept buying me drinks. And so it was like the tables were turned there, right?
Weren't all the dudes buying you drinks too? Because they were trying to siphon
the women off you. Dude, so like, because like I was talking to all the girls there, like literally all the girls were gravitating towards like.
Yeah, he had a harem basically at this club.
Yeah, straight up. And so all the dudes
he branded them.
all the dudes, right? They saw like they were all the dudes were by themselves, like in like together, right? And so it's funny because when I walked in, right, they try to like get me over, like to get to come over to their table because they're all by themselves, like hanging out because they like none of the girls were talking to them, and so I'm like, bro, me and you aren't the same, dude. Like I'm not
yeah, I'm not in your league, son.
Bro,
stay
like,
in your lane,
bro. Like yeah, like I'm flattered.
That's some cold shit, man. I'm flattered because I
have that confidence now, dude. I'm like fucking on one right now. Yeah,
right.
And so I'm like, yeah, me and you aren't the same, so don't even look at me. And so I'm talking to all these
fucking gouge your eyes out if they even peer over at you.
And so I'm talking to all these girls, right? And then all these fobs, right, come over and they try to keep interjecting into the conversation, or they're trying to befriend me so that they can get that
have an in.
That residual pussy. You know what I mean? Like that pussy by extension.
Throwaway pussy.
Yeah. The pocket change, like the change, the pussy change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
lose pussy change.
Like, you know, like when you get change from a dollar, you just like keep it.
Yeah.
So it's like that, like the change.
Right.
And so I'm like talking to these girls, and I'm like ignoring these guys that come up. I'm like just paying them no mind, right? Initially. And then they start buying me drinks. And I'm like, I never really introduced the girls to them. I'm like, nah, man. Sorry, bro. You gotta fight for this shit.
That's so fucking cold, dude. You're not even gonna do anything with them.
I know, dude. I know, but man, I was like,
that's such a bitch move. That kind of is a bitch move, dude. You're cock blocking the hell out of these guys.
I'm not cock blocking, bro. It's a matchmaking.
Yeah, you are. Dude.
It's a matchmaking.
You're not guiding the cock at all. You're taking all the women. And
I don't know them, bro.
Any guy that comes up to you, you're like, nah, fuck you, you're a faggot, dude. You don't deserve these women.
They are, dude. They're fucking.
And you're not even gonna fuck these women at all.
I know, but if they were my friends, like if you were there or like anyone else I knew, I'm not gonna like. I'm gonna totally. If you were there, they would also like gravitate towards you because you're not a fob. But like,
Yeah.
I don't know these guys. It's like, in my mind, like, I'm in that, dude, I'm method, bro. I'm like, I'm in this mission, dude. Like, I'm a mission, like, in this mission, I'm single.
You're trying to be as discreet as possible.
Yo, I can't.
With a harem of women around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I can't blow my cover. I'm in this mission.
It's like, your cover's already blown, dude. Every girl at the fucking bar wants to suck your dick. Your cover's blown.
I'm in this mission, dude. The mission states that I'm single and I'm there for intel. I'm single, bro. I'm like a method actor, right? Mm-hmm. And so, in my mind, I'm single, like, yo, this is every man for himself, dude. It's a fucking battleground. Yeah. It's battle royale.
Right.
And so.
Survival of the fittest.
And so, it was funny because one dude, so I was talking to this one chick at the bar, right? And I don't know how it came about, but somehow the Eagles came into the conversation. And so she's like, yeah, but like I was actually rooting for the Chiefs. And I'm like, yo, fuck you. Like, yeah, I was like, you probably don't even watch football. You don't know shit about football. And she's like, yeah, I just wanted the Chiefs to win. And so I was like, cool, you probably just like the color red or some shit. And she's like, yeah probably. Like, can I suck your dick? And so, yeah, she was like totally like a pick me girl, like just mm-hmm. inserting football because she thinks guys want to, you know, talk right. about it. And yeah. so it was funny because, so I told her, I was like, yeah, I mean, I was in Philly watching the game or whatever. And so the guy, one of the fob dudes that was like trying to step in, overheard, and he's like, oh bro, you're an Eagles fan? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, we're like, when the Eagles won in 2017, you helped burn down the city too. And I'm like, yeah, man, I was fucking there with the fucking torch. You want to get burned right now?
Flamethrower, dude. I had a flamethrower.
He was he was trying to get me, right? And I'm like, yo, fuck you, dude. Because these are all like faggot Giants fans, right, in New York.
Right.
And so at that moment, I'm like, I basically, my body language was like to shield all the girls away from him. So I just like, I just moved.
Such a fucking bitch.
I just moved. I moved down. I got up, dude. I didn't even tell these girls I'm leaving. I just got up and I walked like five seats over to the other seat at the bar by myself. And then 10 minutes later, all the girls came over and they left that dude by himself.
Oh, man, dude. It's such a fucking...
I was having the time of my life, man. And one time, so towards the end of the night, I was at the bar ordering another drink. And this other girl comes up to me. So there's like two girls consistently talking to me the entire night, right? Mm-hmm. Like they were talking to me, and then I turn around to order a drink, and this other girl out of nowhere comes up to me. And so those other two girls that were talking to me kind of backed off because they were like, oh shit, this other girl's, you know, talking to him now. They got kind of jealous. And so so this girl comes up to me and she's like, hey, do you live here? Like, do you live in the city? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I just don't know what else to do, like, where to go after this. Like, do you have any suggestions? Like, where would you go? And so I was kind of fucked up. So, like, I started naming. So she had her phone in her hand because she was, like, trying to look up spots, like, to go. And so I didn't get the impression that she was asking me to come with her. So I just started fucking with her. And so I started naming her places that were permanently closed. So I was
Rebel,
like,
so, Park.
Yeah, dude, exactly. That's what I was like. Yeah, I was like, yeah, shit, Park, dude, Park's a great spot. I didn't realize she was like typing
it's
this
fucking closed.
So every bar. I named five bars. She searched every bar and they were permanently closed. So the girl after the fifth one, she's like, yeah, you sure you live here? I'm like, yeah, bitch. Like, you fucking whore. Yes, I fucking live here.
She's like, but all these are closed. When's the last time you lived in the city, dog?
And so it was so funny because she's like, oh, yeah, sure. Fuck. Are you sure you live here? And I'm like, yeah, with a straight face. And then she's like, cool. Yeah. And then she turned around and left.
Such a weird interaction. She probably thinks you're retarded, dog.
And so the two girls, like, so there's two girls come back up, right? After the girl leaves. She's like, they're like, oh, what was that about? I was like, oh, this bitch like kept asking me for recommendations for bars. I'm like, I'm not fucking Google. So I gave her, I told her, like, I gave her all permanently closed bars. And they're like, she's probably asking you out. And I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm not fucking Google, you dumb whore. You're
a matchmaking event, dog. You fucking idiot. Yeah. That's funny,
so,
dude.
So the reason, like the whole LinkedIn thing, the reason why I brought that up was because I was talking, so one of the two girls was real, like one of the girls got bored and she was like just there for her friend where they just actually just met. So she was kind of like pretty cool that she stayed with this other chick, but I was like happy just getting free drinks, right? And then this place actually turned into a club after 10 p.m. So actually it got lit. Like they had bottle service, like more people, it got packed. They have a DJ, they're playing like hip hop. So I was like, oh, this place is pretty dope. And so I was just there, and this girl, one of the chicks, was like super into me. And so she was telling me about her job, right? And so all I heard was Sachs, right? So I thought Goldman Sachs, right? I wasn't I was like half paying attention to her. So I was like, oh shit, she's from Goldman? All right, maybe I'll just start networking to try to get a job. And so like that's when I started like trying to pay more attention to her. And so like the night goes on, she starts getting like kind of really tipsy and she's like getting handsy and stuff. So I was like, all right, I gotta wrap, like I gotta like break cover here. I gotta like, you know.
Yeah. Throw the towel in.
Yeah, I gotta break cover.
Cut the cord.
Yeah, I gotta 86 the mission. Mm-hmm. And so I had her friend take her home. And so I go home, and then the next day she put her number in my phone because she was like really into me, whatever. So I had her last name. So I was like, oh, I mean, maybe I'll hit her up, like for like a job. And
bro,
so
that's some Guju shit right there, if I ever heard it.
What's that?
That's some Guju shit right there.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, dude. And so I put her to LinkedIn in, and then I see her photo and I'm like, oh fuck, shit. She like totally, she looked pretty different. Right. And so that's what led me to bring it up. And also I looked down, I look at her job history, and she worked at Saks Fifth Avenue. The entire fucking time she worked at a fucking she was in Saks Fifth Avenue, and I thought Goldman Sachs. So that's why I like stuck with her that night, and it was all for nothing. So
yeah, so you're just a little social climber, aren't you, little bitch?
Yeah, I was a social assassin, dude.
Goldman Sachs, let me fucking get on that pussy.
I mean, I wasn't gonna
see if I can weasel my way into that.
Yeah, I was definitely looking for trying to weasel in for a job for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's like basic, like in a nutshell, like those.
It'd been funny if she just kept egging you on because she didn't want to fuck up. She's like, yeah, Gomez, I got you. Yeah, what's your role?
And then
interviews at Saks Fifth Avenue. You're like, this is weird. They must be.
Oh, like if I never looked her up on LinkedIn.
Yeah, you just kept going with it.
Yeah, Priya actually would have, dude. If I told Priya, she'd be like, "Yo, hook up with her, dude. I need that 40% discount."
Oh man,
It's like that episode. It's the same premise in Veep, actually. If you remember, like, I forget his name, but the guy that's like the really ambitious one, Dan.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he hooked up with Amy, the blonde's sister, because she thought she worked at CBS, the stage, but she actually worked at CVS.
Yeah.
So it was at the bar. They were at the bar and they were fucked up. And he's like, oh, where do you work? And she said CVS, but he heard CBS. And so he hooked up with her.
Right, he was trying to get like an anchor or something. Yeah. Anchor
position. She was a teller at CBS.
Yeah.
It was a crazy night. But like Priya definitely got jealous when I got home and I told her. She's like, all right, what happened?
You had a good time without me?
Well, not even that. She was just like, because I told her, I was like, yeah, these girls are all up on me. I was like, you better watch out, dude. And she's like, okay, are you being serious?
She's like on the phone with a divorce lawyer right now.
No, she was just like, she's like, wait, so like, are you being serious? Like,
are you divorcing me or is this an open marriage now? What's like,
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, but she's cool about it.
That's funny.
Like, yeah. I'm actually meeting up with one of the girls like tomorrow, so.
Yeah. You just bring him onto the podcast, dude.
Nah. Yeah, dude. So Priya's actually out of town. She's in Austin. So I just been like living like a bachelor, just like going out every night. I went to the Cellar the past couple nights.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, some of these comics kind of fucking suck. I don't like, it's like a lot of the trend now is like this Instagram comedy where they just like, it's all hacky shit. And I'm like, how do people like this? It's like not real shit they're talking about. They're just talking about like premises that they know everyone's going to laugh at, like generic premises. And mm-hmm. So that kind of sucks. But dude, on the way to the Cellar, actually, I think this was last night. So I was taking the subway and I get in the subway. And so I sit down across from another girl. She was like light skinned black chick. She had like glasses on. She was reading a book, but she was taught like, so as I sat down, this old ass dude that kind of looked homeless got up and to leave. And that light skinned black chick tapped him on the shoulder or on the, you know, arm. And she started smiling at him and was like, oh, bye. I hope you have a nice day. And the homeless dude was like, oh, fuck. Like, is she into me? And so he's like stayed there for a second. And then she started getting like kind of like weirded out. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, he's not leaving.
I shouldn't have said that.
And yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. And I was like, you're a fucking idiot. And so then finally the guy, like she like went back to her book and just like ignored him. And so he left. He got out the subway. And so the whole time, like she just like was reading her book. And I'm like, I thought that was kind of weird, right? And so, because like normally girls would never do that ever. Like not in a million years. They will never initiate contact with a stranger on a subway. And so unless the guy or girl seems approachable. And so I get to my stop. I get out. And so I get out of the subway. And as I'm like walking towards the steps, I feel a tap on my shoulder, like on my arm. And I had AirPods in. So I turn around and it's that same chick.
Escort.
And I'm like, all right, this is weird. And she gets like real close to me. And so I had to write this down at the moment after she left.
Escort.
I'm like, I was going to get fucked up that night. And I'm like, I got to save this because I got to tell you.
Yeah, you might forget.
Yeah. So I have this written down. Hold on. It was the weirdest fucking shit, dude. So she taps me on the shoulder. She gets real close. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, what's up? And then she's like, I noticed you are a person of color like me. And I just want to commend you on how brave you are riding the subway and just being in.
Oh, dude.
How brave you are riding the subway and being in NYC. You have to understand this country is run by the white man. And
Antifa shit, dude.
Because this country is run by the white man and there's no stopping it. And people like me and you need to be brave. And I just commend you.
Did you ponder?
Dude, I was laughing. Like, I was trying so hard not to laugh, dude.
It's like,
and like, I was late. Like, I was late to the show. So I just like, I was like, word. And then I just left.
I want to go watch these guys talk about
people like you, literally picks. Making fun of people
actually,
like you.
Yeah, just like, yeah, riffing on people like you.
Can you believe that shit, dude? People like this exist, man. And as I was walking, like to the seller, I'm like, that makes sense now of that interaction with that homeless. Like, she's just off her shit, dude. And what's weird is that she said this country is run by the, or the city is run by the, or no, this country is run by the white man. And it's not, you're brave as a person of color riding the subway in New York. But the guy that she was smiling at was a white dude. You would think like,
wow.
You know what I mean?
Very hypocritical, yeah.
What if I threw that shit back?
Yeah, man, people are just lost. These people are lost. They have no sense of purpose, no sense of community.
What if I threw that shit?
They hear.
What if I threw that shit back at her? It's like, yeah, but why were you smiling at that white dude? Why were you talking to him?
You should have, man. You should have tested her.
Be like, yo, the white man is the devil.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know, throwing it back, especially when something's coming to you unwelcomed like that.
Yeah, but I would be there for like 20 minutes just talking.
No, I mean, you fucking end it. All right, so I had a run-in with this fucking hippie bitch at the Whole Foods parking lot here. I was waiting for this taco stand to open, and I'd parked my car in a compact car spot. My car is kind of in between compact and full midsize.
Yeah.
So I fit into it, but it's like, it's a little bit bigger, so there's not enough room for another car to park. I thought people would be sensible enough to just not park there because there's not enough space. This bitch pulls in with her Toyota Highlander.
Jesus.
Toyota Highlander, which is like, it's a big SUV, and she's trying to fit it in. I'm like, okay, she sees cars on either. She's not going to hit them. I turn away. I look at the taco stand. I turn back. She is driving into the left side of my car. She's turning into it. Her tire is pushing into my car. Jeez. So now, dude, I'm fucking fuming. I go over to the car. I bang on her hood. I tell her, you're running to my car. Stop. Pull out. This is too small for you.
Yeah.
She reverses. And then she pokes her head out of the window mid-reverse, and she's like, there's nothing wrong with your car. There's nothing wrong with your car. I don't see any damage to the car. I'm like, sure, but you know when you fucking abuse a kid verbally, there's no damage, but inside there might be. There might be structural damage to my car. You were rubbing up against like an intake vent.
Yeah, of course.
Right? My car has these vents on the side, and her tire was pushing into it.
Yeah.
She was like accelerating into this while I caught her. So she was trying to, you know, pawn this off as just nothing.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't see any damage. I was like, I need your fucking insurance.
Yeah.
Give me your insurance information. She keeps going on like, you know, there's no damage. I don't see anything. She comes out of the car, like looks at it. There is no damage. Look, looks fine. I'm like, yeah, but do you realize your fucking tire, you were accelerating, you were pushing into the car.
Yeah.
There's a vent there. I can't say this any other way. I need your insurance.
Yeah.
Look, chances are maybe luck's on your side, nothing happens, but I still need to go get this checked. And if something does come down the pipe, I need your insurance to claim it against.
Yeah.
And she's like, she flips out, dude.
Starts spazzing.
Hysterical at this point. She starts spazzing out on me. She's like, haven't you ever had someone that met someone that had a horrible day? She's doing all this shit with her lips. No tears coming out of her eyes. No tears.
Damn.
She's quivering at the lips. She's full spazzing on me. Full out spazzing. But it's all fake, dude. There's no tears coming out of her eyes. So I see it for what it is. And I call her out to like, You gotta shut the fuck up. I'm not dealing with this right now. You're embarrassing yourself and me. I did nothing wrong to deserve this. You gotta stop. Take a deep breath. All right. Take a deep breath. Chances are nothing's gonna happen. I just need to cover my own ass and get your insurance information. So if you please go, grab your insurance, we could be done with this. She keeps going. She's like, haven't you ever had a bad day? I'm having a terrible day. Like, please, you have the power to make my day better. And I'm like, Jesus, you also have the power Christ. To make my day fucking horrible, what you're doing right now. Can you please stop? Straight up.
Yeah.
And she keeps going. She keeps going. More hysterical. People are starting to crowd around. People are slowing down, turning their heads, looking. And I'm like, dude, I didn't sign up for any of this. She's not really, this is all a fucking hoax. She's acting right now.
Just she's trying to get out of it. Yeah.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not letting this happen. I'm like, bitch, you need to get, and I didn't say that, but I was like, you need to give me your insurance. This, you know, otherwise if you take off, I'm going to file a report as a hit and run. And she did that. She pulled out, almost hit a car that was coming out behind her, almost hit it, stopped. That driver looked at her and was like,
yeah,
flipping out. They passed, and then she pulled on left. So I got her plates and everything and filed a hit and run report because that's what it was. And there was a witness there watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that guy was completely, was like, saw what was going on, was on my side. I was like, hey, man, I saw everything that happened. She was tripping. I'll be your witness. And I was like, thank you, dude. You're a good guy. Damn. So
it'd be crazy if,
yeah, like,
it'd be crazy if, like, the guy was like, yo, dude, I saw you hit her.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you raped her, dog. What the fuck are you talking about? Hit and run? Nah, you hit it and then quit it.
Yeah, you fucking raped her, dude. I saw it. Just like
a, that would fuck my shit up, yeah, so much if that happened.
I know, right?
But again, like, just like the, like, so that bitch, this hippie bitch,
she was white
at the Whole Foods. Yeah, dude, like, maybe homeless. I don't know. She had a car, but
what kind of car was it?
Looked like, oh, a Highlander, the best. Right? It was a Toyota Highlander.
Like 2010?
And she had all her, it looked like her life's belongings were packed into the car.
What year was it, you think? Like 2000?
Old.
Like 2008?
Yeah, probably 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, so, yeah, I'll have to take my car and get it checked out. But the thing is, I have to pay, it's like a $250 diagnostic fee. Just to get it checked out.
Yeah.
I don't have any insurance. Like, her insurance should be paying for all that. So.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shitty situation. Luckily, like, it doesn't look like there's damage on the external, but internally there could be. It's still drivable. But, you know, to your point, like, these people that they exist, especially here where I live, it's like people are in this little bubble where they really don't have any suffering. There's no character built. There's no... They have no inner pillars in which to mount their personality on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so they just reach and grasp for things that they can latch onto that sound good, that make them feel good.
Yeah. And they're like they're used to getting out of these situations nowadays. Yeah. Like,
so you're like, dude, you push them, you got like to as be as respectable as you can, but you can always check these people.
Yeah. Crazy though. Your like day gets even worse, and there's like a proud boy. Yeah. There's like a proud boy. So
that happened after my internet went out, and I was like, yeah, 2-3 days in without internet, and I had Spectrum coming out here each day to figure out what the fuck was going on. And each day, dude, I was blowing the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
I was getting angrier and angrier, dude. I was like a fucking Rottweiler. Like, there was saliva just dripping down my mouth. I was showing my fangs to anyone that came in my apartment. I was mad.
Yeah.
They'd come in here and be like, sorry, man. We can't figure it out. We don't know what's going on. I'm like, you are trained to figure this shit out. This is your job. What the fuck is going on? They're like, I don't know. There's no way. There's no Spectrum connection on your floor. I don't know how you were getting internet.
What?
That happened 4 straight days. 4 straight days of that.
They're like, bro, I don't know how you, this whole time you even were on the internet. Like, we have no idea how you even accessed
it. That's literally what they said, dog. They were like, are you sure you had internet? And I was like, no, dude, I'm just fucking doing this for fun. I just called you here to, like, I wanted to fuck you. So I called you here. I have this weird kink where I like fucking Spectrum workers. Like, wait, yeah, I had fucking internet. What do you think? I literally said that. I was like, why else would I be fucking calling you? It's not like calling you is not a walk in the park. I'm spending 30 minutes of my fucking day on
and
hold,
scheduling and
getting to you to schedule all this shit.
Yeah.
You think I'm doing, I get off on this? So they're like, dude, but there's no Spectrum box on your floor.
Yeah.
There's no way you were getting internet. I'm like, dude, I was for sure on the internet. Like, I was on the internet and now I'm not. The last guy, he finally figures out that, dude, you are using the other internet service provider's internet. And what must have happened is they must have realized that, oh, this is not one of our customers, and blocked your MAC address. And I was like, all right, that fucking makes sense. He called the supervisor, and the supervisor was like, yeah, man, we haven't seen your modem ping our servers ever. So that's what was happening.
Wait, how did you...
So I,
So you like you were just hooked on another like Wi-Fi?
No, my modem is from Spectrum.
Yeah.
All the modems in an apartment, they go to this thing called a tap.
Yeah.
Which is like the main internet signal, right?
Yeah.
Like the coaxial cable you put in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other end of that goes into that tap.
Yeah.
There was no Spectrum tap on my floor. So that was what was throwing everyone for a loop. It's like, how is this motherfucker getting Spectrum internet when there is no Spectrum signal here?
Oh.
So, like, I don't know why it took them 4 fucking days to piece that together, because they could have just been like, oh, he's connected to the Starry tap, which is the other ISP, and just told me, like, yeah, just get Starry.
Yeah.
And I would have been online in, like, half the time. Instead, they were like, dude, I don't fucking know. This is like a Mensa puzzle. Like, I don't know.
So you were paying Spectrum this entire time for service?
Yeah, so I had to get I got a refund for all that, even though I was on the internet, but I wasn't using Spectrum. So I got a refund for like 6 months of internet.
Nice.
And then I had to switch over to Starry, and then now I'm back online after that shit show. But anyway, so like I was going through all that. Like I was in the thick of that. And then this hippie bitch ran into my car. So, dude, damn. I was fuming.
Yeah, of
I was
course.
Angry
yeah.
the whole day.
Imagine if you like owned a gun, you would have just like at that moment you would have just flashed that shit.
No, I wouldn't. No, I mean, I would have gone. I mean, I was like, I would have gone to a shooting range and shot the shit out of it. But I was not.
But like, that's the thing, man. Like, if you like have road rage and you have a gun, like, obviously
road
you're not.
Road rage and guns are bad.
Yeah, like you're obviously like most people probably won't shoot the other guy, but. Like, that's how accidents happen.
Even brandishing a weapon, that's a punishable offense.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Speaking of that, I was at the gym watching. There's a news story broke out in Compton while I was at the gym. It was like a police chase. Just like 5-star GTA type of chase, you know, like 20 cops on your ass.
Yeah.
Choppers and everything.
5 stars.
And I was watching the fucking chase on TV.
Yeah.
And he was driving this old Ford pickup truck, but he was like stopping at all the stop signs. He was waiting for the greens.
On like, a chase, he was like at the red light.
Yeah, dude. And he was going like at the speed limit. And then all the cops were just like around him. And occasionally they would like swerve him, like bump into his the truck bed and swerve him.
Yeah.
And then he would like 180 and then just keep driving the other way. And the cops would just like kind of move, like figure out what the fuck to do, like reverse and straighten out and then just follow him.
Yeah.
But then the action camera was on the truck. And he stopped at a fucking stop sign.
Yeah.
Like full stop.
Yeah.
See his little head like look left, right. And then I was like, this is the weirdest fucking cop chase
like
ever. Normally the guy is like pedal to the metal.
Considerate
like,
guy.
Adrenaline's flowing. He's going full throttle down the street. But this guy's, he's driving like he's, you know, like a regular driver.
Yeah. He's like.
It was really bizarre.
It's almost like he's like, yeah, man, like I have whatever crime I committed, but I'm not getting a red light ticket. I'm not getting that shit added
Look,
on.
I have fucking first degree murder, but I can't do running around.
I don't want
red
that.
Or,
it's like he read something on Reddit. Was like, yeah, if you have like those charges stack on years in prison.
Yeah. So don't. But if you have a clean driving record, they'll commute your murder.
Yeah,
sentence.
Exactly. It's like it'd be funny. He's like gets out, like helps an old lady cross the street. Gets back in the car just like
when the cops were like, I think the cops were equally as confused because they would be aggressive for a second, right? They'll be like on his tail, they'll swerve him, they'll hit it, they'll tail like throw him into a tailspin, but then they'll like back off and let him go, keep being a respectful driver basically. and then they'll come up on his ass again and like, you know, try to brush him to the side.
Yeah.
It was a bizarre car chase.
Yeah, that's wild. So they caught him, obviously.
It went off for like 15 minutes, dude. I left. It was there was no climax to this. It was just kind of happening.
You and
it was in Compton. I don't know what happened to it.
You and Chet Hanks were watching this together.
Yeah, Chet Hanks and fucking Ted Danson was there too.
Dude, Ted Danson is at the gym, bro. He's like 80 years old.
Say he's 70. I look, he's 75 and he looks it too.
He's like lifting more than you. That'd be fucking crazy. He's like lifting like three bills on the bench. He's like 75 years old. They were working out together. Were they working out together? Did they know each other?
Oh, dude, the driver was, he was probably intoxicated.
Oh, so he didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, he was probably like,
he's like, why are all these the cars? Why are these cops behind me?
Why are they fucking putting me into a tailspin? I'm just trying to get to the bar here, bro.
Yeah, it's like he's on a bar crawl, dude.
Like, fucking relax. Can I get your insurance, dog? Like, you just fucked up my truck.
Yeah, he's like, yo, yeah, I need that insurance, man.
He's like out of his car. They're like, hands up. I'm like, just give me your insurance, dude. Relax.
Yeah, yeah. What's the big deal, man?
Oh, he was in. He was on nitrous. He was inhaling a white balloon behind the wheel.
I remember doing nitrous. I'd never would ever think I'd be in a car chase.
That's probably why I was driving so slow, because isn't everything in like slow motion?
Nitrous is like, it's so temporary though. It's like the high is like maybe 5 seconds, but I don't know. I was like in college, and it was probably
an hour long standoff.
He's probably inhaling that shit constantly. You got anything to promote?
Yeah, I got some dates coming.
Yo, come see me at Village Underground. I'm gonna be at,
yeah, I'll be at the Comedy Store, the Hollywood Improv, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, dude. 8 a.m. I got the 8 a.m.
I got the 8 a.m.
slot.
Got the 8 a.m. show. The early bird special.
They gave me the fucking matinee special, bro.
Yo, come see me at the Paul's Run Senior Home Sunday.
Dude, their ticks are fucking going fast. So if you guys are listening, like, cop those.
Paul's Run Senior Home. I'm doing a huge tour. I'll be at the Milwaukee Residence Senior Center.
Isn't this the Sunrise Living Center in Malvern?
It's a retirement / prison tour. So I'll be at Terre Haute on Wednesday.
I'm also doing the lobby at the AutoZone here. So,
dude, that's crazy. That. You know, in New York, they have like comedy shows at laundromats and shit.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. They're actually probably good.
It's all comedy, like the gay ass. Like in Brooklyn, yeah. And it's actually only in Brooklyn you see that shit.
I have been playing a lot of Cyberpunk, dude.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that. I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
It's pretty solid, man. It's like the closest thing you could get to Splinter Cell, without.
But isn't it like a bunch of like gay customization you have to do, and like all your avatar?
Well, that's any RPG.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do all that shit if you want, but, or you could just play the game and then occasionally, like, that's what I do. I don't really go ham into like the crafting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just do what I want. That's a cool thing. Like, you could do whatever you want in the game and still have a great time.
Is it like GTA? Like the NPCs are cool.
It's fully like GTA. You could fuck hookers and stuff.
Yeah.
And dude, I made them. I didn't know they're called Joy Toys in the game.
Nice.
And you go up to them and they're like, "Yeah, you want to have a good time?" And they take you to this room and they fuck the shit out of you and they show everything. And
nice.
The mission I was on, I had to find this porno, this explicit porno, because it had some evidence to find a person.
Yeah.
Right. So I had to find the porno. The mission was, you find this guy. He sells these explicit pornos on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to this dude, and it's one of these Joy Toys. I didn't know what a Joy Toy was at the time. I thought he was a dude selling those pornos. So I would just quickly hit accept on everything. Right. I'm like, I'm not reading all this shit. I just want to get done with the mission.
Yeah.
Turns out it's like the male prostitute, and I start. It cuts this scene where I'm fucking the prostitute, and it's the dude. I'm like, oh no, dude, fuck. Dude. There's no way to skip it.
You got hard.
It took a solid 30 seconds. Yeah, man, I got half masked. No, but I was like, there's no way to skip it. So I was like, dude, come on, man. So immediately, dude, I felt a little gay. So immediately I went right across the block to the female Joy Toy and was like, yo, let's do this. Let me straighten myself out a little bit.
Dude, you just made your avatar bi, dude.
Fucking yeah, exactly. Then I thought about it. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm not straight. I'm bi now. Yeah. Shit.
Fucking non-binary bitch ass.
Yeah, but it's funny, dude. You could like that. You could just do that the whole time. Just go back and forth and fuck all the prostitutes.
That's all I used to do in GTA, is just fuck the prostitutes and then kill them right after.
Oh, just, man. Like, yeah.
I'd pour gasoline on them.
Wasn't there, remember you, I think you were telling me like you and your sister wanted, or yeah, your yeah. sister wanted to watch the movie Frozen.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, yeah. I'll fire it on. Check this out. And you're like, as if you're about to watch Frozen, you do exactly that. You yeah. take your yeah, you start lighting people on fire.
yeah dude, she came down and she was super pumped to watch Frozen, and so I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, for sure, I just gotta finish this real fast, this mission. And she's like, all right, cool. So she's watching me and I just like go on a shooting spree. And then I line up all the bodies and pour gasoline and set them on fire. Dude, you should see her face, bro. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? She was like so shocked. Dude, she doesn't know any of this video game. She doesn't watch, like, this is when she was like, this is a while ago. This is like when GTA 5 came out, like 2013.
Dude, that's crazy, because that's still the most recent GTA out.
I know, right? That's what's sad about fucking Rockstar. And
they've been milking the shit out of that game for a decade.
It's because like virgins pay money to play online constantly. Like, they're making billions of dollars in pure profit. It's, yeah.
Yeah, 2013, dude. It's been 10 years.
And they had the audacity to remake the game for PS5 when they could have like built a next gen GTA 6. They're like, no, we're just going to resell the same game for $80.
There was also, what's cool in Cyberpunk is the Keanu, I didn't know this, Keanu Reeves is like a character.
Yeah, he's a character in it, yeah.
Yeah, like a full on character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is cool.
And yeah, I might check it out.
All right, man, let's end this podcast.
Get tickets to the senior tour and the prison tour.
Yeah, go see check him it out, dude. Go see him live. All right, until the next one, guys.
All right, peace.